This is an IEEE Computer Society podcast. I'm David Alan Greer, and this is a special update, the third, to the In Our Time podcast, which was entitled Drinking with the Dinosaurs. That essay, the Drinking with the Dinosaurs story, came from a conference held just a couple years ago that was organized to look at Soviet contributions to computer science, especially those from the 1950s. The world of that time had this odd one-way mirror. The Soviets could look out on us, subscribe to general-purpose periodicals, and get lots of information. We could not see them quite so clearly. While I was there, I saw a lovely report of their first computer. It was in Cyrillic, which made it kind of painful for me to read. But it was beautiful. It was done with those old spirit duplicators, the kind that you had in elementary school. If you got your nose close to the paper, you could still smell the remnants of the solvent. What was unusual, beyond the Cyrillic typewriter, was this multiple colors. There was blue and yellow and red, infused in the paper. Something to do with the process, I suspect, or maybe a clever way of aging. As you looked at it, it clearly had those ideas of the stored program computer. The question that we all have, and the question that is far from resolved, is how much did these engineers know about the founding documents of the discipline from the West, in particular the draft report on the EDVAC, which carries the name of John von Neumann, and the preliminary report, two of them actually, which were written by him and his colleagues. Finally, there is the general conference, the Moore School Lectures, a series of discussions that were held in the summer of 1946 that provided so much foundational material for the next 5 years of computer science. We know that these documents were in ready circulation in the U.S. and in Europe, even without the modern Xerox machine. They could have easily made it to Russia. In fact, we know that large amounts of material were being shipped out to them and arriving through spies and through more open methods to Moscow. The engineers that I talked with, and I talked with a fair number, denied ever seeing the Western documents. They almost denied it from the start in a way that made you wonder, but we can take it at their own claims. They said they did it all on their own. They started afresh, and they saw themselves doing major accomplishments. Well, I don't doubt their accomplishments. Designing any computer, no matter how much information you have, is difficult. However, it has a hard time, a very hard time, to convince me that the Western accomplishments were entirely unknown. They followed paths a little too close. We know very clearly that they received the publication Mathematical Tables and Other Aids to Computation, a clever and old document that began publishing in 1943 and carried so many stories of those early computers, particularly the first published report of the ENIAC. We also know how computers moved from the USSR to China, how Russia claimed that it was going to be the font of information for the Chinese computer effort, and occasionally sent them one of their Bessem machines. Recently in Shanghai, visiting a university there, and as I'm wont to do, I found the technical museum, or at least the technical wing of the university museum. And there, lo and behold, was a Russian computer remade by the Chinese, one of the Bessem architectures, sitting there for all to see. Part of a story of movement, a story that we don't entirely understand and that we aren't always willing to admit. We like to think we started afresh. We let the old world go and started ourselves in the new. Americans are good at that, and apparently Russians are as well. And perhaps we may find Chinese also. This is the third update to the podcast Drinking with the Dinosaurs, which is part of the series In Our Time. These podcasts are always based on essays which are published in Computer Magazine, which is in its turn published by the Computer Society. More about Computer and the Computer Society can be found at www.computer.org. And if you want to find information about Computer Magazine, click on the Technical Magazine link, which you find under the Publications tab. Other Computer Society podcasts can be found at www.computer.org/podcast. Those include the original one in this series, as well as the entire In Our Time podcast series. If you have any comment, we'd love to hear from you. You can send them to podcasts@computer.org. The music for this podcast comes from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network, which you can find at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.